think what I firmly believe, and I don't say this as a criticism, that life is meaningless. I'm not alone in thinking this. There have been many great minds far, far superior to mine that have come to that conclusion. So early in life and after years of living, and unless somebody can come up with some proof or some example where it's not, I think it is. I think it's a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing. And that's just the way I feel about it. Now, I'm not saying that one should opt to kill oneself but the truth of the matter is, it is a lot of, you know, when you think of it, every, let's say, 100 years, or certainly every 110 years, but every 100 years, there's a big flush, and everybody in the world is gone. Everybody, it's all gone, and it's a new group of people. And then that gets flushed, and there's a new group of people. And this goes on and on interminably towards no particular end. I don't want to upset you. No end, no particular end, no rhyme or reason. And you know, people and the universe, as you know, from the best physicists, is coming apart, and eventually there will be nothing, absolutely nothing. All the great works of Shakespeare and Beethoven and Da Vinci, and all that will be gone. Now, not for a long time, but gone. much shorter than you think, really, because the sun is going to burn out much earlier than the universe vanishes. So you don't have to wait for the universe to vanish. It'll happen earlier than that. And there will be nothing. So all this achievement, all these Shakespearean plays and these symphonies, this was the height of human achievement, it will be gone completely. There will be nothing, absolutely nothing. No time, no space, nothing at all. Just zero. So what does it really mean to get, you know, exercised over trivial problems? That's why over the years I've never written or made movies about political themes, because while they do have current critical importance, in the large scheme of things, you know, only the big questions matter, and the answers to those big questions are very, very depressing. What I would recommend, this is a solution that I've come up with, is distraction. That's all you can do. You get up, you can be distracted by your love life, by the baseball game, by the movies, by, you know, the nonsense. Can I get my kid into this private school? Will this girl go out with me Saturday night? Can I think of an ending for the third act of my play? Am I going to get the promotion in my office? You know, all this stuff, but in the end, the universe burns out, and, you know, and so I think it's completely meaningless. And to be honest, I portray my characters portray this feeling.
Well, best of luck in following that up.
Good weekend.
Oh, my.